Hello, lovely people. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, and it is your CNN 10, especially on a hashtag Your Word Wednesday. Follow me at Coy Wire on Insta, Snapchat, and TikTok, and put your unique vocabulary word in the comment section of my most recent post, and we'll choose a winner to work into tomorrow's show. Let's go. We start today with the latest negotiations on the debt ceiling. Last week, we told you the debt ceiling is the limit, the total amount of money the U.S. government is authorized to borrow to meet its legal obligations. It's currently more than $31 trillion. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen reiterated that the government could run out of money to pay its bills by June 1st if Congress doesn't raise the debt limit soon. With time running out to strike a debt limit deal, President Biden and congressional leaders met yesterday for a pivotal face-to-face meeting at the White House. President Biden says that raising the limit is a responsibility of Congress, and most Democrats argue that the debt limit should be raised without any sort of conditions in order to avoid an economic disaster. Most Republicans, though, well, they don't want to raise that debt ceiling anymore until federal spending cuts are part of the deal. Over the weekend, the White House was cautiously optimistic about a potential agreement between the two sides, but House Speaker Kevin McCarthy continued to express doubts on Monday. Our Manu Raju is on Capitol Hill with more.
Speaker Kevin McCarthy has been pessimistic as talks have occurred on the staff level for the past week to try to avoid the nation's first ever debt default. McCarthy has been calling for talks for some time. The White House has resisted, calling for the national debt limit, which is more than $31 trillion, to be raised without any conditions whatsoever to avoid the prospects of the United States not being able to pay its bills. McCarthy has rejected that approach, calls for spending cuts to be attached with raising the national borrowing limit. The House did pass a bill to do just that, included a host of Republican priorities. The Democrats and the White House say that is dead on arrival. So where does it go? There is not much time left in order to get a deal by that potential June 1st deadline to avoid this default. McCarthy made clear that there is a long way to go.
I appreciate the president finally willing to talk after 97 days, but there is no movement. We're only a couple weeks away. And if you look at the timeline to pass something in the House and pass something in the Senate, you got to have something done by this weekend, and we are nowhere near any of that.
Now, even if they were to get some sort of deal, it will take some time in order to put it on paper, in order to draft it into legislative text, in order to go through the House and the Senate. All that takes a significant amount of time, which is raising a lot of concerns about whether or not they will actually be able to get there as debt default looms over Washington.
10-second trivia. What 1940s character symbolized women joining the U.S. workforce? Susan B. Anthony, Rosie the Riveter, Betsy Ross, or Sally Ride? Rosie the Riveter was used to encourage women to join the workforce during World War II. Decades after Rosie the Riveter became a symbolic icon for working women in World War II, Ukrainian women are bravely stepping up. Ukrainian men, well, they're being forced to leave their jobs because of mandatory military service to fight in the war against Russia. As the war continues on, Ukrainian officials say their capital city of Kyiv was hit by a, quote, exceptional attack early Tuesday. But their air defenses destroyed most of the missiles and drones launched by Russia. With many important and sometimes dangerous jobs being vacated while men fight in the war, Ukrainian women are rallying to keep things running. Our Nick Robertson is in Ukraine with more.
War is changing everything. Tatiana is at the vanguard, shattering Ukrainian coal mining history. A woman on her way to work 1,000 feet underground.
It's normal, it's okay now?
Yes.
Yes? It's good. Is it good? You like it, huh?
Yes, I like it.
You wanted to be a miner?
Yes.
Yeah. Your family, your grandfather, your father was a miner. Yeah.
She used to work above ground, but when miners got called up to fight and martial law cleared women for dangerous jobs, she jumped at a job deep in the mine.
I always wanted to work here, but girls were not allowed. When many men were conscripted, the mine had to keep working. So to protect our country, the girls stepped up.
She wants to keep her underground job when the war is over, but that may not be so easy. Yet even chief engineer Alexander admits, without Tatiana and many other women, the mine could not have kept going.
There hasn't been a general mobilization of women, but plenty of traditional male-only workplaces are finding women stepping up and taking jobs that before the war would have only gone to men.
Maria is among them, for the love of Ukraine and of her husband. She took up his blacksmith job when he got called up to fight last year. They bought the forge together a few years earlier, invested their future in it.
This is my husband's passion and his life's business. I decided to support him to keep his job alive while he is serving.
She shows me a video of husband Andrei working at the same anvil, pre-war, his artwork, some Game of Thrones themed, selling in the US and Europe for hundreds of dollars.
I very often cry in the forge here. My husband is defending us, and that is very dangerous. But this work helps me to hold on and not fall apart.
Women have been here before. Remember Rosie, the riveter? Icon of women at work in World War II? She and others cracked the glass ceiling. More than a hint of Rosie in Maria, and perhaps of changes here too. Maria, Tatiana, two of many who bravely stepped up. No doubt more challenges ahead.
Now, for those of you who saw my social media post on Monday and asked for us to do a story on it, you got it. Dwayne Johnson, aka The Rock, and Danny Garcia, they're today's story getting a 10 out of 10. I was in San Antonio working on a project soon to come, and ahead of the XFL co-owner celebrating the championship win for the Renegades, I asked DJ and Danny a question specifically for all of you. What is the key to persevering through tough times?
There's faith, right? Faith, higher power, faith. But there's also faith that lives in who you are. Maybe at that moment, you may not think, you know, me feeling good about myself or my opinion of myself is the most important opinion. But in the long run, your opinion of who you are matters. You are what's most important. You matter to you, and whatever tough time is happening, time will make it better. Reaching out to people you love will make it better, but loving yourself will make it better.
Beautiful answer. I think, Coy, for the kids who are watching this in their classroom right now, you got to have that faith that things are going to get better. It's much easier for us to sit and say it than it is to do it, because that's always the case. But I've been there. You've been there. We've been there. I've been in some tough times, man, in my high school days where I used to think, I don't know if I could get through this. I don't know how I'm going to do it. But do it, and you're going through some tough times, talk to somebody. That's important, because so I know how it was for me growing up as a kid. It wasn't, talking about my feelings was not cool.
No.
So I kept it all in here, and that's not cool. We like to tell kids, is if you're going through it, talk to somebody. Get it out. Somebody out there is going to help you. And just keep in mind, superpower is talking to somebody.
Powerful stuff from DJ and Danny Garcia. And when you realize their successes in life are probably a direct result of their positive attitudes, it kind of makes you want to have one yourself. Tag them in my most recent Instagram post, at Danny Garcia Co., at The Rock. Let them feel the CNN 10 love. Now, speaking of The Rock, our special shout out today goes to Eek Alaska. Eek School, you rock. Remember, it's a great day to be a cougar. Shine bright today, everyone. You never know when, you never know how or for whom, but you are going to be the light that someone needs one day. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.